opening up the stuff.
And Brian's ready with his part because we're going to have him go through what we're voting on, right?
Yep, I am ready when you guys are.
I'm just downloading the agenda. I thought I had it ready to go, but I didn't. So hold on 1 second. So I'll use that to type my minutes.
Yeah, no worries, because I'm kind of having a little bit of a technical difficulty myself. So another 30 seconds will be good for me, too.
Shalene is joining us, so just give her a minute.
All right.
This hotel room is not very bright at all.
They, you know what, where are you staying?
Caesars.
Okay, I was going to say, I went for my nephew's graduation, and we were at the Orleans, and it was the darkest hotel room, which just made me, it creeped me out, because I'm wondering all about all the things I couldn't see.
This one is nice. They've, like, every teacher got their own room, and there's a nice
very
couch,
nice.
Bed, and hot tub thing, like, wow.
Very nice. Why did I have this protected? Sorry.
Becky, if you get down who's here, do we need to say the names for the record, or just the fact that we're starting and what the agenda items are?
I don't know. I think
I think saying the names is helpful because you need to know what happens with the minutes and that you're recording and so forth.
Okay.
Yep. I will. I'm all for it. So if you guys want to.
I want to give you guys a thumbs up. Okay.
Let's make sure
Brian,
we're waiting for Shalene. She said she was joining. Do you want to wait?
I have no problem waiting because I'm still trying to get my computer to work. I'm using my cell phone as a hotspot because I'm not at home.
Okay. So she says, yes, I'm joining. I send her the link. And I told her everybody was on Zoom because she says, I can join only on Zoom. And I said, everybody's on Zoom. She goes, oh. And I invited her once again. I send her the invite when I send it to you all. And I just sent her again just to be safe.
Bristol is in town, by the way, so I thought we were going to meet in the building. I was going to have her.
She actually
come is say bye to you. Hi to you guys. Huh?
She's actually working for us again.
She is.
Yes?
She is?
She's a teacher.
Summer school.
Oh, really?
Is she back in town?
Just for a month. She came to bring her son to spend the summer with her dad and didn't want him to fly by himself from Hawaii. So,
oh, that's right there in Hawaii. Stay.
I set her up teaching second grade.
Atta girl.
How old's her little boy now?
I don't. He just. Wow.
Oh, the baby? The baby's one.
No. The little boy we used to know. She used to bring Chris? Along.
He's 12.
Wow.
Oh, so, Shalene's here.
Shalene is here.
Shalene is here.
And Brian, your paperwork you found, it's up.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Hi.
Brian, you can you share? I think I gave you permission.
Yeah, I spoke too soon. Give me 1 minute here.
Is this also in the board book?
Well, I uploaded it to the drive.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I usually will copy stuff directly from there so I don't miss anything.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, thank you. There.
No problem. Just about there.
I'm having a hard time finding my shared folder because I now have all of Cooper's shared folder stuff in my shared folder. So I'm having a hard time finding it. There we go. He hates that I have access to all of his stuff, you know. That's not fun.
Find your bra.
School language adjustment. Financial report.
Okay, sorry. I'm just about there. Sorry, I'm sounds like everybody's out of town. I'm out of town as well, and so connectivity has been a bit of an issue. It wasn't during our finance meeting, luckily enough. All right.
And still in 11 years of different board meetings, no parent or community person has ever wanted to join us, huh?
Just so you know, I sent the entire faculty and staff the Zoom link.
Oh, really?
Thank you. I think that's good. Yeah. It's all we can do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to try to share my screen here. Okay.
All right, Adi, just let us know when we're rolling.
Said something. I'm going to take it as yes, we're good. Right?
All right. 6:11 p.m.
Okay.
All right. 6:11 p.m. on the 9th. I was going to go through and read everybody. Can I still get names from a shared screen? I'm trying to think. Tonight, we've got myself, Cody, Alojo Alejandre. We've got Becky and Brian and Marty. And Juan, Julia, and Shalene, and then Adi. Did I miss anybody?
Phil Shumway.
Oh, and that's Phil. Right.
You're yeah.
Up for some reason on my chat list. And Phil Shumway. And our main goal tonight, we have two action items. And those are the approval of this final year's budget and next year's budget for the 2023 school year. And so we're going to go ahead and turn the time over to Brian to give us his financial report, and then we can bring up any discussions we have to their proposal.
Okay, Cody, great. Just to be clear, part of the budget for next year includes my contract work agreement,
which has gone out to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just start with a couple of items that we usually start with for the current year. PTIF interest earned is just under $4,300 for this fiscal year. As we all know, we made another contribution last month. And so our reinvestment went up percentage-wise significantly, about $837 for the month of May. So that is the PTIF update. As of the end of May, here's our financial summary. So this is about 92% through the fiscal year. We're currently projecting about a 5.7%. So during our finance meeting, which we all know is right before this meeting, we made some adjustments based on the information that Alojo sent out on stipends and bonuses, which I'll let him speak to in just a minute, but obviously, can't say enough about how fantastic that is. With those amounts, we're still, it brings the operating margin down slightly. We're still over that 5% mark forecasted for the current year though. Categorically, you can see where we are as far as our financial summary goes. Cash balance, is still very strong, kind of trending a little bit downwards, which is typical for this time of year. Obviously, over the summer, we're going to see those upticks when we start receiving our federal reimbursements, which we're very close on in the majority of those. We've made some requests. We'll continue to make those requests this month and next month through the summer. And enrollment has held steady over the past couple of months as well. So that's great. Okay, so let's jump into some of the detail. What I'm sharing with you here is what I had put into the drive. So this is going to be the current year information that we're used to seeing as far as our percent of forecast and our forecast, but it also has these three columns, which is next year's budget. So this bold column in bold here is going to be our next year budget. Primarily, we base this off of current year forecast, but then Elohio and I go through this several times, several meetings, where we kind of go in and try to be conservative on the revenue and the expense side, but also plan for what we expect to see next year. As far as local revenue goes, we're expecting, we reduced our community donations line item based on what we ended up seeing this year. Typically we have a budget of about $10,000. We brought that down to five for next year. Hopefully, obviously we go over that, but again, to be conservative, and based on what we saw in the current year, we reduced that. For the most part, our other columns or our other line items have just stayed the same. Interest on investments, we kept conservative. That's at 7,000. Again, based on what we're seeing in the PTIF, we'll probably be over that. But again, conservative approach is what we go for. So overall, about a $8,600 decrease in the local revenue, which is typically what we see when we're budgeting. Okay. All right, state revenue. We know that next year is a very good year as far as what the legislature approved as far as increase to the state funding for education. You can see some of the line items here. Here's that 6% in the K-12. We're seeing a slight decrease in our special education funding. But overall, in prior years, we've come close to not being able to spend all that we've received. So this isn't necessarily a bad thing as far as that goes, as far in the restricted funds realm. The student at risk, it had a significant increase. Again, this was formerly known as enhancement for at risk, now known as students at risk add-on. Class size reduction, again, a lot of these increases are commensurate with what the legislation approved. School land trust, a slight increase. Here's our charter school local replacement line item. About 71,000. Again, this is based off of the increase coupled with enrollment, and we're projecting that same figure, the same figure as what we have been projecting in the past, which is that 525. And that's the majority of these line items. I should have said it earlier, and I did mention last month, are based off of the legislative estimates that the state sends to us.
Which is the Teacher and Student Success Act?
It's right down. Let's see, TSSA.
Oh, that's TSSA. Okay.
Yeah, TSSA is Teacher and Student Success Act right here. So about a 21% increase for that one. There is a local replacement lag funding one-time line item in the amount of about 26,000. I do want to point out the two new funding line items: Public Education Capital and Technology Fund, as well as the Educational Professional Time line items. And again, those are one-time line items, one-time funding sources for next year. All right, early literacy. That was one, I don't know if you saw the emails from the state finance team. They kind of, early literacy kind of got messed up between the current year and next year. In any case, they increased the current year. Next year, we're seeing about 32,000. You can see bottom line here, about $377,000 increase year over year from current year to next year, which is great. Okay. All right, federal revenue. We're going to see a large swing, but actually in the opposite direction, because we're spending down our ESSER funds, our COVID-related funding. Okay, we're planning on spending all of ESSER II this year. Next year, we're plugging in about 385. So that's a bit of a wash. And then, of course, the gear two and the rest of our COVID funding has been spent down. National school lunch, we're playing conservative as well. And then Title I, 156, so about the same amount there. Overall, about a $246,000 reduction in our federal revenue. Okay. So overall, we're seeing a significant increase in revenue because of our increase in state revenue. Obviously, the drop in federal revenue brings it down to where it's, you know, it's not as high as it would have been, but luckily state revenue was approved or was passed as being very significant and very high, which actually is good because most schools are seeing a large reduction in their federal revenue. So that compensates for that, which is good. Okay. All right, let's jump into the expenses. Overall 100s, we're looking at about a 5% increase. Line over line, you can see, this is driven off of a lot of the data that Alohio has sent me with regards to staffing planning, as well as increases for staffing or increases on FTE. Okay. I don't know if Alohio want to mention anything about staffing for next year. I know we talked about a new librarian as well as a kitchen assistant manager.
Right. So we have funding in the nutrition program that far exceeds what we are supposed to have. We're supposed to have right around 100,000, and we are projected to have about 300,000. So they required us to submit a spending plan to make sure that we spend those funds, because we can't accumulate funds in our budget. So we are hiring an assistant lunch manager, full-time with benefits, just to help the kitchen manager, because we don't get the greatest people that want to work for 10, 15 bucks an hour. So if we do the full-time with benefits, we will find someone that can help him and help him with the responsibilities that he has. Our librarian became a teacher, so we're hiring a librarian, and there are a couple of them that have contacted me asking if they could work. They heard that we have the URS system, so they would be full-time with benefits because they are licensed librarians, and so that would be a little bit of an increase as well.
Okay. All right. 200s, we have increases. Again, this is driven off of the 100s, especially these first couple of line items: retirement, Social Security, health insurance. We have our renewal is kind of mid-year, so we always project on the conservative side. An increase of not only rates, but also FTEs that are taking insurance in addition to what we are currently seeing. So we have about a 7% plug there. 300s, not a whole lot of change here from the current year as far as what we're looking at for next year. Pretty much the same amount budgeted for next year in the 300s. 400s, property services, same thing. Budgeting pretty much the same as what we have budgeted the current year. 500s, other services. Travel and field trip travel entrance fees are back to the amounts that we have previously budgeted in the past. We didn't end up spending so far or forecasted so far this year. What we had originally planned. So we put those back up, which reflects the majority of the difference in the forecast of next year compared to this year. 600, supplies and materials. Sure. We've got some increases, some decreases based on what we're seeing in the current year and then just the overall environment. Maintenance and cleaning, we did bring down. And then up above also, I failed to point out maintenance cleaning services. We, sorry, sorry, the maintenance and cleaning supplies, rather, we brought down based on what we're seeing in the current year and what we expect to see next year, just less, hopefully less sanitizing, less disinfecting, knock on wood, as COVID continues to hopefully be more of a non-issue. 700s, the one increase here is kitchen equipment. Alohio did mention the kitchen spend down program. And I wanna mention also that over the last couple of years, the majority of the schools that I work with have received similar notifications from the state. In other words, their lunch program is making too much money. A large reason for this is because lunches the last 2 years have been free. And so schools are getting a lot more federal funding than they planned on getting, which means that their margins are much larger and they can only be a certain level with the state. And so essentially your program's doing too well. You get a notification from the state to say that you have to spend down a certain amount. And so that's what we're planning on doing with these additional expenditures in the lunch program.
Brian, we're also getting more money from the state. So that means that a lot of people are drinking when they're home.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's all for the kids, right? So that's another line item that'll be interesting to see what happens year over year from this year to next year, that liquor tax program and state revenue. Okay, 800s, a very slight change to our bond payment. Overall, the 800s is staying the same. I wanna just jump over to category here and let you all see category by category, what the increases and decreases are. So overall, you can see these percentages for federal revenue that I mentioned, decrease in local, large increase in state, and then a large decrease in federal, about $122,000 increase overall. And then you can see our increases to 100s, 200s, different line items there for next year. The increase that I mentioned in 100s actually came down simply because we had to increase our current year forecast based on what we mentioned earlier for stipends and bonuses being paid out for performance. So overall, $241,000 is our forecasted net income for next year. That equates to about a 4.2% operating margin, which is a little lower than we're used to seeing, but most schools that have been in operation over 5 years, their target is between 3% and 5%. So we're right in that range. And I'll mention again that most of our line items and revenue and expenses are conservative. And we expect to see that bump when allotment memos are trued up in December and January. We expect to see that little bit of a bump that we've seen in previous years, as we typically do come in with an October 1 count over that 525 that we're currently budgeting on.
Brian, can you remind us again just about the 500s and the property, the 700s, what the larger change was again?
Yeah, so the property is going to be the kitchen equipment that's going to be purchased, which is a part of that spend down program. And then the other services was upping the budget for field trips and other entrance fees and travel. Other questions, at this time, obviously the finance committee can add any commentary they would like, or Alohio, if you'd like to add any color to what we've discussed.
Just the fact that even though our stipends and bonuses went up tremendously, we are still above the 5% margin. So that is always nice to see. And I don't imagine next year to have those large amounts in bonuses. But if we do, that's a good problem to have, because that would mean that we would be at state average in proficiency in math, in English and science. So that would be a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Brian, I don't have any additional comments on the budget. It seems very straightforward.
What are the questions that board that you have either for Phil, for Brian, or for Alokyu?
This is Marty. I don't have any.
Okay, so
I was gonna say this is Becky. Maybe it was sent and I just didn't pay attention, you know, and I even probably commented about it in the minutes. But did we get like a spreadsheet that listed what everybody's salary was going to be for next year compared to last year? Or do we have that detailed information across the board? I can't remember if we got that or if it's something we even get.
Yeah, we don't submit that to you. We did this year for this current year, but we did not submit one for next year. I can certainly do that once we finish, because we are still hiring teacher assistants, and we still have a couple of questions on a couple of teachers and staff.
Okay.
And I think that just went to the committee dealing with the state.
Correct. Yeah.
What else? As we go around the horn, does anybody else have comments or questions about what was presented?
Well, it's not necessarily what it was presented, but so if I understand correctly, Becky, you asked for this kind of like a salary, a list of the teacher salaries for this upcoming next year?
Correct. The reason I'm asking that is I think it ties along into
breaking up.
Yes. Can you hear me now? Okay, sorry. I may have to join on my phone.
That's a little better.
The salaries, the reason why I ask is that, you know, the salary and ensuring that there was not that everybody was being paid fair and equitable, especially in comparison with experience, you know, per grade education, that people were being paid equitably for the same level of skill. Does that make sense? Or what they came to the table with, or what they're exactly being paid for, what was being determined, and that the pay was fair and equitable and comparable to the outside.
And so, Becky, I think we've talked about that in other meetings. And
yeah. So, Becky, you guys shared that
wage scale with us.
So you guys approved the salary schedule that is online. And so that is what's being paid to every teacher, what's online. You can look at it on our website. There is the salary schedule. And we shared it with all the faculty and staff. And so it was your vote that passed that, I believe, a month or so, a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
well, we passed faculty and hourly. Aren't those the two that we passed?
That's correct.
Okay, but if what Becky's saying, if I understand correctly, if she's saying that there's a concern that teachers are still not being paid equitably, then it would be helpful to have the list that Becky is requiring.
I knew we had talked about it.
Was that? So, sorry, yeah, what I was saying is that Becky's asking for a list with all the teachers' names and the salary for the next school year. It would be helpful if that list comes with the level of education and experience, so, and that way there's no concerns about salaries for the next school year. Becky, is that why you want something that you
want? Yes, something along those lines. I just want to make sure that, you know, one of the things that came across or was talked about, and then even in our survey, which we're still like gathering results about, was that there were teachers who felt that some of their peers were being paid the same as them with less experience. And, you know, even though some people don't talk about it, they still talk about it.
Sure.
So I just want to make sure, I don't want us to like approve this, start the new school year and having everybody sign their contracts and come out and say, you know, and then make it file another complaint or do something like that. Oh, yeah. I just want to make sure it's, we're being fully transparent.
I have something that I want, I'll tell you about it really quick, but something I want to bring up at the board retreat. I went to a conference with Anthony Muhammad, and he talked about having like some of these issues. He's like, they could be quickly resolved if there was a committee that met regularly. And he's like, you put out a forum that any teacher could put any concern, and they also provide some type of a solution. And then you have admin and a couple of teachers and a couple community people on there. And they discuss it. It's kind of like, I mean, some districts call it a building committee, but he's like, these things can be resolved very quickly. And then that group just reports out and says, these issues were brought up. This is how they were resolved. And then faculty members know that they're actually being listened to and that they're heard and that their concerns are being dealt with. So it's just one thing. I'll bring his information to the retreat for us to look at as a consideration. Talking about culture with PLCs.
Right. Becky, I will prepare that document and send it to you all.
Okay, thank you so much.
Perfect, yeah. Should we wait? Should we be expecting this next week, or when do you think it's a good time?
As soon as we finished all the hirings, we still have, like I said, the assistant manager in the kitchen, the librarian who's a full time librarian. We have a counselor or social worker. We've been looking for that for how long? Maybe 4 or 5 years, but we hope to get one now that we have the URS. And a couple of teachers are still not completely 100% certain they're staying.
Perfect. So we have career ladders for teachers. We have career ladders for paraprofessionals. Do we have any other ladders or have need for other ladders?
We do like have a need. Yeah, we do have a need for admin and office staff. And I've been researching those from other districts. They're very, very different in every district.
Okay.
I'll be bringing some up during the next year for the remaining staff.
Okay. Should we get the list before the teachers sign, or the staff members, or afterwards?
Because probably all the teachers have signed. Most of the teachers have signed, including the two that are not 100% certain they're staying.
Do we know why they're not staying, or what could be delaying them from staying?
In one case, it is up to us. I send you an email.
Oh yeah, I saw that come through. Okay.
I send you an email with the explanation. Another one, I talked to Cody. I'm not sure. Did I talk to anyone else, Cody?
I thought maybe Marty, but.
Yeah, it is not necessarily the school.
Okay.
Did I miss the email of that teacher or something?
I'm sorry?
Did I miss an email about someone not staying?
No, because it is not certain. The teacher doesn't want people to know yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions relating to finance?
There was also going to be a salary table for the, well, not probably salary, but kind of like a table for teacher assistants that also you brought up to a board meeting, but then it was never passed.
Yeah, you passed it.
It passed.
I thought we did approve it. And it's online. Yeah. It's online.
Yeah.
For teacher assistants, I mean, for staff members.
Because that was one of the things that we came back to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Then we would need a motion on two things. One, the approval of the financial year 2022 budget, and then also of next year's, as two separate items.
I would like to make a motion to approve the FY22 final budget.
Do we have a second?
Marty Banks moves to second that motion.
All right, then all in favor?
Aye.
One, two, aye. Three, four, aye. All right, so then that motion. All right, what about next year's budget?
Marty Banks moves to approve the budget discussed for the fiscal year 2023 as discussed.
I second it.
And then all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, Becky, did you get the first and the seconds with that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Okay, so just a quick note. I will. So what happens now is now that these are approved, I will submit. Meaning Red Apple, we will work on getting them in the proper format in order to submit to the state. That needs to be done within 30 days of today, which we'll do in a timely manner. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Do we need to have a second or a separate motion with our directors?
For?
Salary.
Well, don't we usually discuss part of that in a closed meeting? Don't we usually do that?
I think we just did it that one year.
Okay.
I think it would be helpful to have a closed meeting based on Eulogio's request about the retirement thing that he had a meeting with each one of us individually. So maybe we could discuss both. So it's not recorded, right? Eulogio, I'm going to have to
right
for the whole world.
Yep.
I think that's what we should do as well. I want to do everything, but I think we need to have a bigger discussion.
Be approved before July 1st so that it can be put in action for the next financial school year.
And we're meeting in a week.
We're meeting on the 18th.
Right.
Except it says next board meeting, but we don't have a board meeting on the 18th.
Well, we have the retreat.
The retreat.
We do a board meeting at the retreat.
At the retreat, we can have a...
From what I remember last time, we talked about meeting today so that we did not have to meet on the 22nd.
Oh, you're probably right. Well, we're going to have to meet because I am on the wrong computer and didn't give you guys the minutes. So we'll have to meet again anyway.
I didn't include the minutes on the agenda either.
Yeah.
With what I've learned, so I'm on another board and they have, anyway, what I've learned with things like that is as long, like let's say we miss the minutes in the future.
An electronic approval.
You can do an electronic approval as long as they are read into the minutes the next time you meet.
Okay.
And mention that a vote has been taken.
Okay.
Okay. So you mentioned that a vote will be taken. For what, Cody?
Just like, for example, like we didn't have minutes today, but those are things that need to be done. So we could send out the minutes. We could send an electronic vote. And as long as the next time we meet, it's read into the minutes, we're okay.
Yeah, because I will
set that up.
I remember that Becky said that when we met in the retreat, we would approve last month's and I believe the months before.
Yeah. Yeah. Minutes.
So
yeah.
But I'm okay with whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem doing an electronic I'll get the minutes and I'll separate them out and we can create the electronic vote. I can document and save copies of the electronic vote. I can do everything or anything that we would need to. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't become the norm and it's just issues that come
up
periodically in emergency, then that's right. Okay.
Now, we're going to be discussing Eulogio's salary in a closed meeting, but I have a question, Eulogio. Do you feel comfortable if we ask you in public here or no?
If you discuss my salary?
Yes.
I don't have a problem at all. It is 6% higher than last year. And the grant, the the agreement, it's identical to last year, except for the 6% increase. And it is the same for the two vice principals. Mm-hmm. It's just in their contracts or their agreements, it says to support me and doing all the things that I have to do. So okay. I don't have a problem.
So the 6% applies to administration and also
everyone. Everyone has a 6% increase.
Perfect. And the $3,000 for educational purposes, could you help us? Is that for conferences? Could you help us?
Either for that or tuition and fees.
Okay.
And that is the same as last year. It's identical.
Could you give us a quick report on your progress with the tuition thing, with the program, so we can
sure. see? So I, when the pandemic hit, I slowed down quite a bit. So, and right now I'm only taking one class that should be done in June of 2023.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you.
All right, what reminders do we need before the 18th, since that's coming up next week?
For me, it would be just that, you know, once again, reminder of the spreadsheet that we talked about of salaries for comparison. And then I'm wondering if we don't allow, like, give a grace period for any contracts that are not signed until the board has had an opportunity to review the equitability, you know, making sure that the salaries are fair and equitable, and give ourselves a deadline once we've received that.
So are you requesting to split off into some different committees and having one committee look at that while everybody else works on something else?
Yes.
I think that's workable. And we talked about doing
I think we should, especially with because of the school board thing. Right.
Right. Well, and we talked about two major things that we were going to look at. Number one, if you remember, was looking at other schools and discussing the possibility of expansion. And what's the other word I'm looking for? There's another word for it when you move up instead of out.
Replicate? Was it replicate?
No. Yeah, replication.
Replication, yeah. Something like that.
So that was one thing that we were going to discuss. And then there was another second large topic. Do you recall what that one was? That came up last month.
Let me see if I'm just gonna see if I can access my cloud. Hold on one second. If I can, I'll get the minutes right here.
Sorry, I guess this is more for Mr. Alejandro. Should I hold off on entering the contracts into the portal until maybe after the retreat?
That is up to the board. The contracts have been signed, but if we need to change policy so that now the board approves the contracts, that's okay too.
I just don't want to like enter everything, because I had to do that last year where I entered everything and then we had to change things and I had to delete and upload. And so if I can, I mean, if you want me to hold off until after the retreat,
I would say hold off.
Okay.
That sounds easier.
We talked about doing that as a lump sum and saying, these are the people that have been hired. This is the contract. And then we just vote right then.
Okay. Well,
one time. We do that in August, correct?
We don't want to create panic to teachers thinking that they don't have a contract. So I think that it could be mentioned to them, you have a contract. The board is making sure that according to your educational experience or your instructional experience and your years of and your education, you will get the salary according to the salary table. So they don't think that
right.
all of a sudden they're not being hired.
One, how about if I write an email from that Esperanza School Board group in English and you can translate it in Spanish, or you write it and then I can send it out, so that I think it'd be better coming from us saying why, you know, that there's been a grace period and why we're doing it. That full
transparency. Adi, what is your deadline?
Well, I mean, that's really up to Brian, because I enter the information so Brian and Red Apple can have it available for the beginning of the next school year. So, I mean, as long as it's before July, I can enter them within 1 or 2 days. It's not, but I would appreciate that message from Becky, just because the teachers know that I have contracts in my hand and they request a copy immediately.
Right.
So if that comes from Becky or from the board, then that'll, you know, give me time to do whatever. But it's really up to Brian. If Brian says, this is our deadline because I don't know, Beth has to enter information, then.
Yeah, and I would defer to Beth and her schedule on that. But more, I would, in most cases, the urgency is more for the teachers so that they know their stance and what's going on, what they're being paid, as opposed to any payroll processing purposes that we have. Not to diminish the need we have, but the urgency is definitely more for them.
So if they're okay with it, as long as it's before I go on vacation, we're good.
That means we need to have Audie.
Wait a second.
No.
Audie's going on vacation? What? No, I'm just
yes.
kidding.
Yes.
What is that, by the way? Just
we're
so I know.
We're going to send out an email.
Okay.
Does this mean that at the retreat, we need to have Audie put in an official board meeting so that it's on the public site?
I would do it just to be safe.
Because we have minutes, and then this issue with salaries.
Okay.
Well, now, right. I mean, Becky, you brought up that there were concerns from teachers in their surveys, right, regarding salaries. So the concern is not right. for the next school year, yeah. it's for the current school year. If we need to make an adjustment for whatever reason, it will be helpful to have a salary table, like a salary list of current school of current salaries according to educational experience, and teaching experience and education, and then see the 6% increase for next school year. What do you think? What do you guys think?
Well, I think part of that is I think by doing this, showing even though it was a survey question or there were responses that came up from last year, by letting them know, I think in the email that we send out, you send out one, it would be helpful to say, anybody who, we are reviewing, the salaries, anybody who has signed their contract, your salary is guaranteed at that.
What's Why that? Would they need to know?
About that we're reviewing salaries?
Yeah.
Because that was some of the complaints that came through, and if we're posting them and they're up there, that we're
you're talking about
online.
The next year's salaries?
Yeah, not last year's.
Next year's salaries.
So I just think if we say anybody that submitted or signed their contract, your salary is guaranteed at this amount or more. You know what I mean? Or not less. You'll not be paid less than what is in your contract. It could increase,
I think we're extending beyond our reach.
Scope. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because we can we can gather data. We can use that information to help us make policy, but then any of those decisions, they do not have anything with the board. And so I'm even nervous to say the board sends out anything that has to do with finances at all, because that's not our purview. We're policy. We are not operations.
Well, then what we can
maybe Alohio could just say, let the teachers know I've been given a grace period for anybody on a contract.
Email assuring people they have the job and that really all they need to know is that you guys are reviewing to make sure that that everything is safe, that everything is equitable. Equitable.
Correct.
So
that's the important word.
Just so that people know that they have a contract, that everything is good. And apparently there's some concerns that it's not equitable, and just letting them know that you are looking at equitability, and that's about all they need to know.
Yeah,
they don't need to know anything else. I can assure you that what the concern is people are. We provide. The steps for service to Esperanza, not experience to Esperanza or in their lives. And that's what every district does. They don't allow, I have 36 years of service. If I go to a district, I am not giving 36 years of experience. We negotiate, but typically in the first 3 or 4 years, they do not get the experience. It's the service to the district that matters. And so that may be the biggest concern that people are having. And but we'll just let them know that you're looking for equitability and then just leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, depends on the district. I mean, some districts will recognize your years of experience, which is why some teachers leave Esperanza.
Right. Not all. Not all. Not all years of experience, and not all districts.
Right.
Normally, you're set back to between 9 and 12, and you can negotiate, which I've heard of, but there's a norm.
There's, they don't have to recognize all the experience, and so they...
It's a benefit of staying at the district, right?
Correct. That's how you keep people in your district, so that they don't float around all over the districts, because you're going to be losing years every time you switch to other districts.
Go ahead. I'm kind of new on the education side. I was just wondering, is it or is there a practice of like doing a retention bonus to keep, you know, a highly skilled, highly qualified, you know, high producing, you know, that the children have outstanding scores, or retention, like a retention incentive for to keep them at the school, so that rather than go outside of the school?
I think Alojo shared that, hasn't he? That we have done that.
Yeah.
Both of the things you mentioned, I remember past years that we've said we've done both of those things.
Yes.
Okay.
But if we're going to be open and transparent, maybe that needs to be as part of the latter or part of the handbook or whatever that is.
It's on the website with the salary schedule at the bottom. It says that if highly effective teachers are getting bonuses, even from the state. We have three teachers that got $7,000 from the state each. They want to keep those teachers and working in highly impacted schools. And so we do the same. If the teachers are succeeding in our school, we give them, and if they have to have a professional license, but we do give them the retention bonus to all teachers who showed progress in their test scores. This year, only two teachers were not provided or offered the retention bonus.
Wow. And we can have our committee look at that.
That's correct. And you have the names of the two teachers, board. As board members, you have the names of the two teachers.
Well, I didn't receive those. Could you email that to me?
I thought I sent them to all. Can somebody check to see? I think.
Maybe I missed it.
Yeah.
Did you send it to the BYU one? Because sometimes I mess up with Juan's email.
I don't recall if I sent to the BYU, but I know that you all got the two teachers' names that we have not offered the retention. It wasn't put in those words. It's just
it was. I found it.
Okay.
You sent it out. It was about the test scores and bonuses.
Right. Yeah.
And retention is 47,000.
Yep.
Yeah, and I saw that email, but I didn't realize.
Did you see the names of the teachers, Becky?
They're not listed.
No, the two teachers that did not get the bonus.
Oh, maybe I'm looking for. Okay, let me look.
Cody, do you see them?
No, I don't see them on the email at all.
It wasn't on that one. It wasn't the concern about the two teachers that have not shown success in the last 7 or 8 years.
Okay, there's another one. Hold on. There's the stipends and that you just sent that.
No, Cody, do you remember?
I remember.
Could you forward to us?
Can you forward that to them?
I'm wondering. I hesitate talking about
the teachers here because would want to go in a closed session if you wanted to do that.
Correct. No,
that
makes sense. Okay. That's fine. We'll find it and we can, we can find it. It was more informational for me. I couldn't remember, but now that I went and saw some of those documents, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. I just was thinking of it differently.
Of all the teachers that have a professional license, those are the only two that did not get the retention bonus.
And I remember now. I remember it vividly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Now that we're talking about it that way, I appreciate it.
So a couple of things. Then Becky, you're not going to send the email. Eulogio is going to send the email, right? Or who's going to send the email to the teachers?
I will send the email to the teachers telling them that the board is reviewing salaries for equitability.
Could you copy us on the email?
Certainly.
Thank you.
I would even say that you could just say, you know, if you have not, just make it general so nobody knows who it is, but just say, if you have not signed your contract,
everybody has signed a contract.
Okay, they have. Okay.
Everybody has signed a contract.
Okay.
So then there's no need to send an email.
Yeah.
There really isn't there isn't really a need for an email because that creates worry.
Okay.
I think Becky received the call earlier today because there's some people that are saying some things and it creates a lot of concerns. And one of the people that are leaving our building is because there was that concern. And I hate to create those kinds of uncertainties.
Well, I mean, right. I thought you had said that there were still some people missing, but if you are saying that everybody has
signed. Everybody has an agreement. Two people did not get a retention bonus, and that's it.
But they all have signed it already.
I'm sorry?
They all have signed it.
That is correct.
Okay.
Well, one of the teachers that did not get a retention bonus is one of the teachers that is hesitant about staying.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the names of those two teachers. If not, Cody can send it to you or I can send it to
you. I'm looking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm looking too. But I do remember us talking about it. I mean, yeah, so I would, I guess going forward with that, the individual that I'm not going to talk about here actually just asked, it doesn't even need to be board meeting, but they asked if they could just come and talk to the board because it's part of that. Once they learned and understood what we did and who, you know, how the board worked, they asked if they could come and talk to us and also answer any questions we may have from the school board, this, you know, our, you know, kind of our fact finding that we did. This individual wants to make sure that they're being, you know, they're fully transparent also because it will help them with their peers and them understanding, you know, where things are and how things are because it will
be,
and
of course they can. I mean, it's open to anybody.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Especially to our staff and faculty.
Exactly. And that's what I encouraged. And so it just so happens that they will be around. So we'll be able to talk to them before the school year. So I told them that even if we did kind of a one-on-one, if we did another meeting or we did anything or, you know, you wanted to talk to just certain people of the board, we're always open to it. So...
And since everybody has already signed the agreement, could you send us this list next week with both current salaries and next salaries? With
yes.
A level yes. And
I can, Juan, thank but you. Remember that I still have to hire more people.
Oh, well,
that's fine.
And right. And two of the people that signed the agreement, and Cody knows, I believe he knows the names,
mm-hmm.
Have offers from other employers.
Well, whatever you have is fine. I mean, yes.
Yeah. And you, I mean, even if you send us the list and just highlight them so that we know who they are.
I can do that.
And then
I can
do
that by Monday.
And then you can send an updated one with changes next month.
In August.
Yeah, after we've done it. Yeah.
Sure.
I like that.
Perfect.
And Ari, I am sending you an email. So I just kind of, and I'm sending it to Ari and Cody, but I just, you know, I thought for some reason that we had kind of a proposed itinerary or agenda. Did I miss that for next week?
No, I've invited Cody to come and develop one. We haven't met yet.
Okay.
I'll be back in town for Monday.
I am just going to throw this out there. I've had a lot of family things going on. And I don't know if you want to change it or if it affects anything, Elohio, but Friday evening, it's going to just be me. And then Saturday evening, it will be three. So I don't know if that changes anything, but I've had some issues with my mother. But I would like to ask if we can have a break at midday only because I have to pick up my kid. His dad won't let me have him. Get him early. So
yeah, no, the only thing is the meals, but we did not pay for the meals in advance. We will pay as we eat, so not a problem.
Perfect. So when we're doing, right. we're doing Friday socialization, Friday team building, and then Saturday morning session and a Saturday afternoon session for vision and quest finding, right? Developing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just so you know, I mean, just so you're aware, I will have to, like I said, I will have to break away, but I will be back. I've got to pick up Cooper. So I can't, you know, wonderful divorce. Don't get divorced, guys.
Okay. Hey, before we go, just so we can have everything done and not have to add, just so we don't have, we've tried to do everything to avoid having a board meeting during our retreat. So I just want to, do we have a proposal in a second on Alokio's contract, just so that can be done and put in the minutes?
I thought we were going to still have to meet and talk about the other stuff with Alohio. I thought that's what Juan had proposed. That's what I typed in the minutes, that we were going to wait to sign off his contract because we wanted to, talk about the future.
As far as we're concerned, everything we're talking about just has to do with next year's salary.
Okay.
Anything else would be future conversations that we can have at a later date.
Okay.
So with that in mind, do we have a proposal in a second?
Sorry, I'm typing.
Marty Banks moves to approve the salary discussed for the principal on the terms addressed.
Can you, by chance, can you mention the, I'm just trying to think what date it came out, just to say the salary that was put out on such and such a date. Do we know the date that the email was sent out?
I can look it up.
Just that way it's in there.
Yep.
If I hadn't closed my email.
It was sent out twice, but it was sent on...
I saw it was sent yesterday. Is that right?
That was the second time it was sent out. So we can just mention that date.
The first time.
But that's just the bonuses, isn't it?
Oh, is that the I think I found it. Is it the one for employment invitation? Is that what we're talking about?
Or is it the 2022-23 work agreement?
Okay.
It's a contract. Yep.
All right. Hang on one second.
So we as a board got it yesterday, but he sent it to Cody a couple of weeks ago.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm actually looking at the document itself so I can determine if it was, like, see if I can find the date. If you remember, Alohio, when it was sent.
To the board?
Or to Cody, at least, or you started it with Cody.
The agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, the agreement, I had it here in front of me. Hold on.
Yeah, we all received the agreement yesterday.
Yeah.
So we think it may have been created before that.
Yeah. So just mentioned yesterday.
That's
totally fine. Yeah.
June 8th when I sent it to Cody.
Oh, so, okay, that's when we received it. So.
Okay, so.
Oh, the very first time. Oh. You won the very first time?
Yeah.
Let me see.
June 8th. I'm looking to see if maybe you just forwarded it on the same email. I think
when it went to the board is fine.
Yeah, when it went to the board is fine, because that's when you all saw it. Yeah.
Great. And this is Marty.
The bonuses were also sent out then as well.
This is Marty makes a friendly amendment to the previously proposed motion to elaborate that agreement was first submitted to the board to the complete board on June 8th, 2022.
Aye, Shalene Duvon, second it.
So we're motioning and seconding to accept the contract as it was sent out on the 8th, as well as the bonuses that went along with that. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Okay.
Then all in favor, and let's just go around. Becky?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Celine?
Aye.
Marty?
Aye.
Phil? Is Phil still here?
I think.
And then aye for me.
I think he's hiding.
Five.
I don't think he's here.
Yeah, Phil is not. I don't see Phil.
No, Phil's gone.
Yeah,
he maybe left. He got kicked off. So one last thing. Before our retreat, I'd like to speak with Alokio, and then I'd like to speak with Becky and Juan just because you guys said you wouldn't mind helping put together a couple of things so our retreat turns out smooth. It's kind of a simple one, but we want to have good, clear goals that we're looking at. And I have just some culture building things that I've gotten from this conference that are great about building positive culture that I thought we should look at that can help both the board and the staff. So
if I can just mention something really quick, Brian requested some information from you guys. I emailed you all and I've received some responses, but
I gave Becky, it to him already.
Yeah, Becky provided. Ricky, you said that you've been there since the beginning, but I don't know when the beginning is.
So I went through every minute and every agenda in the history, including the original charter, and I gave all of those dates to him. Those dates that I provided to him are the only dates where they mentioned any appoint. There's the original charter. There's nothing in there that had any assignments listed in any of the documents that are online. But okay. From there, I went through every minute, everything that I posted, every folder, and even online and in our drive.
So I think we're missing. Aren't we Becky missing Juan?
Juan was in there.
Becky said that she sent it to directly Brian. Marty and Juan and Phil sent it to me, so I can send it to you and Brian. The only one I'm missing is Shalene. Shalene, did I ask you?
You did ask me about.
And okay, I provided that as well. I will forward you, Ari, what I sent him.
I said the same thing Becky did since the very beginning.
Okay, yeah, I was participant, but not on the board.
He needs me to provide other information in addition to that, so that way I can put it all together and then send it all together for him. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Not a problem.
Thanks, Shalene. Thank you for joining us.
I was just ignoring everybody that was asking. I'm like, I did that. Cody even asked me about it yesterday, and I'm like, I did that. You guys need to start reading your email. I didn't realize everybody wasn't on it, so I apologize. I meant to include everybody. I even told him in the email, I'm adding everybody on it so you can have their email address.
So he might already have this information, huh?
Yeah, but Ari said she needs more, so I will get that to you.
Yeah, I just need that information, and then I'll include all of the other information that Brian needs for me, and then I'll send him one complete email.
And then, Adi, maybe we could have you upload it to the board book so when we need it again, it's just there.
Really?
Good idea.
We need a folder. There is a folder, actually, you guys.
I couldn't find it, but...
Well, there's a folder that has proposed board members, but there's nothing that has any of our resumes or applications or anything online. So... All right, Ari, you're right. I didn't send it to you. I sent it to Cody. I'll vouch
for Becky. I received it.
Yeah. I didn't send it to everybody. I thought I did. I just didn't send it to, you. Just forward it to me.
Thank you, Becky. Yeah,
you bet.
And then you're going to send me another email right now, right, too?
I am.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Enjoy your evening.
Okay. See Thanks you all.
We'll did you need us to stay week. On?
Cody.
Adios.
So you wanted to talk next week, Cody, or now?
Yeah, No. Next week. You work all week long, right?
Yeah, I'm here until the end of June.
Okay.
Sorry, is check-in that Friday?
Yes.
What time? Noon?
I don't recall. I'll send you an email. I think it's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Okay. Alohio, yes. Can you, once this is done recording, can you send me a link? Just because I'm not working with two screens, and I want to go back and listen to Brian's messages. It's easier than waiting for it to be published. If you can just send it to me, then I can.
It'll be online too, just in case.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we were posting the recordings.
Adi uploads it to the website.
Well, hey, man, I should start turning off my camera.
So, what time does our meeting start on Friday?
Cody, do you have that already?
Well, did we decide where we're going to dinner?
We will stay there for dinner.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, Yvonne just joined us. She was in a class. That's why she just showed up, just so you know. And we're ending, Yvonne, just so you know.
Sorry, my Thursdays are long.
Yeah, so she just wanted to join, but she was in a class.
Bye,
Cody, you will have to make the decision on where to go and then send the information to the board about the agenda.
Okay, let's plan to do that Monday, that we can send out a basic agenda Monday. Wait for that, and then...
Yeah, please wait till Monday. We'll send you the information.
Okay, thanks. But it's Friday. It's Friday.
Friday evening. I'm thinking it'll be right around 6 p.m. where we go out to eat.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, all.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.